This is the Music History Today podcast for March 11th. On today's show, Janet Jackson and Jennifer Lopez both get paid and two Verdi operas debut. First up, though, on this date in 1927, the Seaberg Jukebox Company showed off the first jukebox. In 1967, the Beatles' music publisher put out a press release saying that the Beatles song Yesterday was the most recorded song in music history at that moment, with 446 cover versions. To date, the number now is over 2,200 and counting. In 1968, Otis Redding received a gold record for his song, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. He became the first artist in America to get one after the artist had passed away. In 1971, Jim Morrison left for Paris, France to avoid going to jail in Miami. In 1991, Janet Jackson signed her $40 million three-album contract with Virgin Records. Also in 1991, Pearl Jam began recording their album, 10. In 2008, Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony were paid $6 million for the exclusive photo of their twin babies by People magazine, making it the most amount of money paid for a celebrity photo at that point in time. In 2009, singer and actress Mandy Moore married singer-songwriter Ryan Adams. Their marriage ended in divorce in 2016 amid charges of abuse on Adams's part. In classical music, in 1829, composer Felix Mendelssohn conducted Johann Sebastian Bach's piece, St. Matthew Passion, in Berlin, Germany. In 1851, Giuseppe Verdi premiered his opera Rigoletto. In 1867, Giuseppe Verdi premiered his opera Don Carlos. And in 1968, Dmitri Shostakovich finished his 12th string quartet. In award ceremonies that were held on March 11th, in 1959, the Netherlands won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1970, Crosby, Stills & Nash, The Fifth Dimension, and Peggy Lee were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. And in 1997, Paul McCartney was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. Albums that were released on March 11th include in 1968 when Manfred Mann released the soundtrack to Up the Junction. In 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released Deja Vu. In 1972, Harry Chapin released Heads and Tails. In 1974, Chicago released Chicago 7. In 1975, Alice Cooper released Welcome to My Nightmare. In 1976, Weather Report released Black Market. In 1977, T-Rex released Dandy in the Underworld. In 1983, Quiet Riot released Metal Health. In 1985, Eric Clapton released Behind the Sun. In 1989, Depeche Mode released 101. In 1996, Annihilator released Refresh the Demon. In 1997, Deus released In a Bar Under the Sea. Blonde Redhead released Fake Can Be Just as Good. Heart released These Dreams, their greatest hits album. And Santana released Santana Live at the Fillmore. In 2003, The Clash released The Essential Clash. Machine Head released Hell Alive. And Everclear released Slow Motion Daydream. In 2016, The Cars released The Electra Years 1978 to 1987. And in 2022, Lil Durk released 7220. Singles that were released on March 11th include in 1963 when The Miracles released A Love She Can Count On. In 1970, The Beatles released Let It Be, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young did a twofer. They released Woodstock and Helpless. In 1974, The Hollies released The Air That I Breathe. In 1980, Lips Incorporated released Funky Town. In 2001, The Go-Go's released Unforgiven. And in 2016, Ariana Grande released Dangerous Woman. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 11th include singer Lisa Loeb, Vinnie Paul of Pantera, rocker Nina Hagen, Bruce Watson of Big Country, Mike Percy of Dead or Alive, Benji and Joel Madden, the twins of Good Charlotte, songwriter Michael Carr, bandleader Lawrence Welk, Art Todd of Art and Dottie Todd, singer-songwriter Pete Droege, Rick Rothwell of The Mindbenders, Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, Blue Weaver of Mott the Hoople, George Cummins of Golden Earring, singer Bobby McFerrin, Katie Kissoon of Mac and Katie Kissoon, drummer Bobby Graham, Harvey Mandel of Canned Heat, not to be confused with Howie Mandel, Russell Lissack of Block Party, original Destiny's Child singer LaToya Luckett, rapper Paul Wall, Tomothy Furse of The Horrors, singer Sasha Sloan, singer and actor John Berryman, singer Cheryl Lynn, accordionist Flaco Jimenez, rapper Ocasian, singer-songwriter Soraya, singer Ramona, and singer Gus Dapperton. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 11th include composer Emilio de Cavalieri, who passed away in 1602 at the age of 52. Composer Giovanni Nannino passed away in 1607 at the age of 64. Composer Johann Reuter passed away in 1772 at the age of 63. Composer Anton Eberl passed away in 1807 at the age of 41. Composer Gervais-François Couperin passed away in 1826 at the age of 66. Composer Fridolin Weber passed away in 1833 at the age of 71. Composer Berthold Tours passed away in 1897 at the age of 58. Composer Peter Milne passed away in 1908 at the age of 83. Composer Harold Freikloth passed away in 1919 at the age of 36. Composer Andres Hallen passed away in 1925 at the age of 78. Composer Paul Scheinpflug passed away in 1937 at the age of 61. Composer Walford Davies passed away in 1941 at the age of 71. Composer Victor Healy Hutchinson passed away from pneumonia in 1947 at the age of 45. Composer Juan de Grignon passed away in 1949 at the age of 76. Songwriter Edward Madden passed away in 1952 at the age of 73. Composer Sergei Vasilenko passed away in 1956 at the age of 83. Composer Haydn Wood passed away in 1959 at the age of 76. Singer and actress Geraldine Farrar passed away in 1967 at the age of 85. Composer Philip Bazanson passed away in 1975 at the age of 59. The orchestra leader for the Dom DeLuise TV show, Sammy Spear, passed away in 1975 at the age of 65. Composer and also the violinist for the Philadelphia Orchestra from 1926 to 1971, Louis Gessensway, passed away in 1976 at the age of 70. Singer-songwriter Claude François was electrocuted in a freak accident at home in 1978 at the age of 39. Jazz singer Lillian Hunter passed away in 1983 at the age of 63. Singer-songwriter Kostas Roukanis passed away in 1984 at the age of 80. Blues musician Sonny Terry passed away in 1986 at the age of 74. Singer and actor Vince Edwards passed away from cancer in 1996 at the age of 67. Composer Hugo Weisgall passed away in 1997 at the age of 84. Guitarist Bob Chico Edwards of the Diablos passed away in 2001 at the age of 63. Composer Zaki Nassif passed away in 2004 at the age of 85. Entertainer Betty Hutton passed away from cancer in 2007 at the age of 86. Singer Lolita Holloway passed away from heart issues in 2011 at the age of 64. Folk singer Jack Hardy passed away in 2011 at the age of 63. Composer and author Hans G. Helms passed away in 2012 at the age of 79. Session organist Jimmy Greenspoon passed away from melanoma in 2012 at the age of 67. The man nicknamed the last great music hall entertainer. Entertainer Ken Dodd passed away from complications from a chest infection in 2018 at the age of 90. Hall of Fame session drummer Hal Blaine of the group The Wrecking Crew passed away in 2019 at the age of 90. Composer Charles Wuorinen passed away in 2020 at the age of 81. Composer Gerald Hartley passed away in 2021 at the age of 99. And singer-songwriter Timmy Thomas passed away in 2022 at the age of 77. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 12th, when, in 1983, Run DMC released their debut single, It's Like That.